Welcome back, everybody. Today is day
8.
8, and today we pray for the souls in purgatory, in the prison of purgatory. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, sometimes purgatory is a great place because we know if we get to purgatory, then we get to go to heaven. But at the same time, purgatory, there's a lot of suffering in purgatory. Yeah. And so we cannot forget to pray for these holy souls that are there. I was just noticing in here, it just says that it is in our power to bring them relief, and that we should draw all the indulgences from the treasury of the church and offer them on their behalf. Because it says, oh, if you only knew the torments they suffer, you would continually offer for them the alms of the Spirit and pay off their debt to my justice. I just feel like, wow, I need to really remember to pray for those holy souls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're helpless to do anything under their own accord to get out. You know, so they're depending upon us and our prayers and God's mercy. I sometimes think we feel that we have this idea that purgatory is some sort of spiritual holding tank or holiday that eventually we'll get into heaven. Mm. And we forget that, you know, I think it's going to be uncomfortable because that is the consistent thought with the saints and their writings. I think of St. John Vianney. St. John Vianney said that the only difference between purgatory and hell was that purgatory was temporary. And so he, in his mind, was that the fires of hell are the same in purgatory, with one distinction, that it's temporary. Now, that's just one thought. We have other saints who say different things. But I just, you know, whether it is exactly like that or not, who knows? But one thing we know is that I don't think it'll be comfortable. Just think about this. We got to rid ourselves of all self-love, all detachment, all, and be perfectly, our love for God perfectly refined. Think about how hard it is just to grow in the virtue of patience, just a little bit. I know I struggle with this. It drives me crazy when I got to wait on our kids. Like, drives me crazy. I'm so short on patience.
It's kind of true.
It's true. And to just not say anything. There's a little bit of suffering going on where I'm trying to acquire the virtue of patience. Now, I'm not perfect at it. But imagine that I was given the task to sit in a room, to wait upon someone so that my virtue of patience would be perfected. And I'm not let out of that room until it is. Well, I'm going to be there a long time. And that's going to be a lot of suffering for me. And that's just, and I think we look at purgatory, we're just talking one virtue in our life, but perfect love for God, that our hearts would be perfectly on Him, detached from worldly attachments, detached of self-love. I was reading today about St. Augustine's thought on purgatory from the City of God. And he said that when we pray for those souls in purgatory, a couple things happen. One, it benefits those souls, which we've already talked about. But number two, we grow in merit. So God sees the effort that we are undertaking to help our brothers and sisters in Christ. And it pleases God and He blesses us for that effort. But doesn't that make sense when we see our kids helping each other? Think of our oldest, Madeleine, helping, you know, our baby Maria, who's 8 months. Kind of brings me joy. Mm-hmm. She's doing something for her that she can't do because she's 8 months and she's 6 years old. So that brings me great joy. God the Father seeing us going to His beloved in purgatory, and we're helping them that they can't help themselves. So we grow in merit. God blesses us for that. But St. Augustine says something else happens, and that is that we gain a great friend. That soul in purgatory, when they're released, can you imagine how grateful you would be if you're in purgatory suffering the purification of God's mercy there, and there's a soul on earth that thinks of you, sacrifices and prays, perhaps to the divine mercy today, and is released into the eternal glory of God. You can't tell me they're not going to be grateful, and you can't tell me they're not going to pray for you or for me, that we release them through our prayers. I mean, we gain great grace, we grow in merit, we gain a friend. So today, let's do something great for the glory of God.
I love that. Let's gain some friends.
Mm-hmm. One more thing, guys. If you're interested in staying connected with us in any future retreats that we're going to do online, we have a little subscribe link at the top. Just click on it. It'll take you to a page where you can subscribe and get notification of our next online retreat. So thanks and see you later.